From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi seem to be getting along well. Prime Minister Modi greeted Obama with a bear hug during an elaborate welcoming ceremony when Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama arrived in New Delhi this morning. Later, the two announced what they said was a breakthrough understanding that would free up U.S. companies to invest in nuclear energy development in India. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in New Delhi. She reports on the U.S.-India relationship.
President Obama's India visit, the second of his presidency, is a fresh bid to make India an enduring strategic partner. U.S.-Indian relations have been adrift in recent years, and India's foreign ministry spokesman said they were working to re-energize ties between the world's two largest democracies. President Obama has been invited as the chief guest at Monday's Republic Day parade, an honor extended by Prime Minister Modi, who until last year was denied entry into the United States over anti-Muslim riots in his state of Gujarat in 2002. No court ever indicted Modi, and the president and the prime minister have evidently set aside any misgivings to strike up what appears to be a warm rapport. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.
The World Health Organization warns it's running out of funding to respond to Ebola. As the BBC's Imogen Folks reports, the WHO's executive board is holding a special session in Geneva today to examine its response to the disease.
There are signs the Ebola epidemic may be slowing down. The numbers of new cases have been decreasing over the last few weeks. But today's meeting of the WHO's executive board is not going to be one of self-congratulation. Health experts know that warning signs were missed and that the WHO's initial response to Ebola in West Africa was slow and disorganized. The meeting will assess that response and examine progress in the development of Ebola vaccines and treatments.
The BBC's Imogen Folks reporting. Greeks, meanwhile, are voting in parliamentary elections today that could bring Europe's first anti-austerity party to power. Many Greeks hope a new government will improve the ravaged economy, as Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens.
Any new government faces the same dilemma in Greece: how to pay back billions in bailout loans while reviving an economy in a deep depression. Many Greeks are hoping that Syriza, the leftist party expected to win today, can convince Eurozone lenders to ease austerity measures. Those drastic spending cuts and tax hikes have crushed the economy, says Christoforos Vernadakis, a parliamentary candidate for Syriza. There's only so much a country can take, he says. Look at the damage. More than a quarter of Greeks are unemployed, and about half live at or near the poverty line. But Eurozone lenders say Greece must stick to austerity or face bankruptcy. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
This is NPR. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is defending the speech he plans to deliver to Congress about Iran. During an Israeli cabinet meeting today, Netanyahu said that he will go anywhere he is invited to speak about Israel's stance regarding Iran's disputed nuclear program. Netanyahu was invited to address Congress by House Speaker John Boehner. The Obama administration says it's a breach of diplomatic protocol. The unofficial kickoff to the 2016 Iowa Republican caucuses happened this weekend. Even though the caucuses are still more than a year away, Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters reports.
It was an all-day event featuring a couple dozen speakers, including New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and 2012 Iowa caucus winner Rick Santorum. Texas Senator Ted Cruz told the crowd they have an important job.
In a Republican primary, every candidate's going to come in front of you and say, "I'm the most conservative guy to ever live. Gosh darn it, who diddly I'm conservative." Well, you know what? Talk is cheap.
The event was sponsored by Citizens United and Iowa Congressman Steve King, who is regularly outspoken against what he calls President Obama's amnesty for illegal immigrants. Democratic Party Chair Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz of Florida was also in town. She called the event an extremist ring-kissing summit. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Des Moines.
Much of the Northeast is bracing for another winter storm. Forecasters say it could drop a foot of snow or more in parts of the region. And the Santa Ana winds that kicked up in Southern California expected to be weaker today. Yesterday, they were strong enough to knock power out to thousands. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.